Today I'd like to talk about hope. Don't lose hope. Don't give up hope. Keep on hoping. You know, we use that word a bit, and I think sometimes we mistakenly believe that hope is some kind of a sort of Pollyanna-ish optimism beyond anything that makes sense, and just, I have a positive outlook. I've got hope. Things will get better. Well, that's part of it, but really, in the religious sense, hope is the theological virtue by which we desire heaven. Now that sounds a little complex. So first of all, a virtue is a supernatural good habit. It means we can practice it, and if we do it, it gets better, it gets easier, and we actually find joy in it. It's a theological virtue, meaning that it's not like the virtues that we can do on our own. It has to be given by God. So faith, hope, and love, those are the cardinal virtues, as opposed to prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude, which are the cardinal virtues, and faith, hope, and love are the theological virtues. So these are the things that are gifts of God. Hope is a gift from God. Now, it's a virtue by which we desire heaven. This is maybe something that sounds kind of pie in the sky and like, oh, great, I desire heaven. Well, it's actually very practical because as I go through my day, there are plenty of things that drive me crazy, who I'm always bumping up against. Man, it shouldn't be that way. I don't like it this way. And shouldn't it be better than this? Is this all there is? Doesn't it get better? Well, hope is the virtue by which I say, it does get better. This life is not all there is. And to some extent, when things get bad, when things are frustrating, when things don't go the way they should, well, think about that. That implies that we have some kind of concept of the way things ought to be, the way they should be, and even that there is a place where things will be the way they should be, and that we call heaven, to be with God forever. So whenever I get a little frustrated, sometimes I step back and say, okay, this is not going well, but you know what? This is why I desire heaven. This reminds me that this world is not all there is. It reminds me that I'm headed someplace where this thing that's bothering me, where it's not the way it should be, it won't be like that. There will be a place where every tear will be wiped away, where there be no more mourning and no more weeping, and there will be perpetual light and only love. And if we get frustrated in this life because it's not that way, praise God. That means we desire a place where it is that way. And who put that desire there? God. So thank God today and have hope. In the tradition of the church, we have acts of faith, hope, and love, where we thank God for this gift. Then we pray to exercise it. That's what a virtue needs, to be strengthened. So one of the traditional acts of hope says, oh my God, relying on your infinite power and infinite goodness and promises, I hope to obtain pardon for my sins, the help of your grace, and life everlasting through the merit of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen. That's a pretty good one. Notice what we ask. We want to attain pardon for our sins. That's hope? Yeah, because if we're going to be in heaven forever, the thing that gets in the way is our sins. So hope is not only not kind of optimism. Hope is the reality that I will one day stand before God. So I hope that I can obtain pardon for my sins. I hope then that I can have the grace to live as a forgiven person in this life with my life fixed on heaven. And then I hope in the end to obtain life everlasting. It's a pretty good thing. Notice how that will then affect your day today. That's where the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, they have acts of faith, hope, and love on their website. And their act of hope is a little bit different, but I like it too. It says, O Lord God, I hope by your grace for the pardon of all my sins. And after life here, to gain eternal happiness because you have promised it, who are infinitely powerful, faithful, and kind, and merciful. In this hope, I intend to live and die. So notice it's both and. This hope is not just, oh, this life is terrible, so I hope that I'll leave one day and go to heaven, and then it'll get better. No, hope to live in this life as well as in the next. Hope affects our life right here, right now, today. If I live my life knowing that this life is not all there is, well, my life here is actually better. I'm not so attached to the things of the world, and I want to be reconciled with my brothers and sisters because I want to live with them forever. So today, how will hope, the hope of life to come, affect the way you live life today? Live this day in hope and see just how much better it really is. God bless you.